the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Chav Aleph, a bunch of different malachas related to food in this Siman, Sif Hey, on the bottom of page 294. It says, Mechav, Asil HaMalayach Basim Avushal, it's forbidden to salt cooked meat by Beim Ubeshalas or cooked egg, as we continue at the top of Kuf Chasim Aleph, Lahanicha, to leave it. What does that mean? It says, Mishpah Sipkan Chafav, Asim HaMalayach Bechulu. You're not allowed to salt cooked meat or cooked egg. The other material, we said previously that you're allowed to salt an egg. That's for the need of that meal. But to salt the meat and the egg, to live for a later point in time, that is dumb and libra kivisha. That is similar to the malachas that we spoke about previously of the Shittas Rashi and Rambam, that it's like tanning, which is to make leather, and like pickling. So they're prohibited. Now, Vina does smoke in the Rambam Taz. They hold the full of diet to lachal b'yom, even if he has in mind to eat that day. If it's for the needs of a different meal, yesh lezor b'zeh, one has to be careful regarding that. So, that is kishas suda cheres. When that other meal nimshel chesman rav is going to take a long time after the first meal. Abel Rabbi Mitzad, the El Rabbi is a client. The ain't lesson not to make a forbidden rakim the diet to lachal b'yom Shabbos. Only if he has in mind to leave it to after Shabbos. Chimashim b'agra, that's the sounds that goes with b'agra, which the Sharatin Oyz Chav says look at b'alocha and the maskul aser. If it's a hot time, and he's doing it so that it doesn't spoil, so for sure then one could be lenient to the cheres if it's for the needs of another meal on that same Shabbos. The Gemara Taz Matzah B'Zeh, because also Taz permits in such a situation. Basar Dag Chai, raw meat or fish, Asla Mocha B'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to salt on Shabbos, because it's strict if it doesn't spoil. The Philip Makam Hepsidas, even in the situation lost its forbidden. The Philip Rachel Mohi, even if he wants to salt the Lacha Achmal Lachasikai, to eat it after he salts it raw, us it's forbidden. Why? Avagab de Niba Cholim, and the rights, even though biblically there's no halacha of ma'abid, of tanning on foods biblically. Us it's forbidden. The Mishazaki, because it looks like Yvesha Melch Machsha Oichel, because the salt is preparing the food and it's remedying it, and that's somewhat what ma'abid does to make the skin into leather, the hide into leather. Abba mutla dich, abba zvilada, wash off the meat, kidil achla achaka achai, to eat it afterwards raw. In the mikatika, that's not considered quote unquote remedying it. Shinatika mikuvabuz, because there's no remedy in the actual meat itself. Elishamadikhoi, you're just washing it up, shim down by ayin shalom, only because of the blood that's visibly on it. Kabakam nira, however it seems, the asla dich, abba zvilada, that you know how to wash up the meat that was not salted. Because the chal yom shlichal is Shabbos, when the third day is on Shabbos. And so it doesn't come forbidden after, this is in halachas of malicha. So it doesn't become afterwards forbidden to cook. Kimishain writes a lechayim, doesn't want to even eat it today. It's just that if you don't wash it off, then you can't really cook anymore, you have to then roast it. And we got main derech lechayim, it's also not the norm to eat it raw. Nikush oisal tzarechal, so it's obvious when you're washing it off, you're doing it for a weekday purpose. So that's forbidden as achana. And even through a non-Jew, be forbidden to wash it off. It's not such a loss if you don't wash it off. Because you could eat a roast, you can't go to Magram, that's a Magram writes. Rabbi Yochav Beis is talking about an individual in his house. But a butcher that sells to others, but the Hashem says, I'm sure he made a loss regarding this. You could do it through a non-Jew to wash it off. But to my son, regarding stuffed geese, that you're going to lose out on all the fat if you roast it, which is the big prize of this geese. Gala Magan Ram through the Magan Ram, it's permitted through a non-Jew. A full Yachab Basi, an individual in his own house. A full Sabahema is Kima Harbach, and even by animal meat, by beef, the many Achen agreed, the Ishlakal de Halin Hudi, that you can be lenient to wash it off through a non-Jew. With Lokal Magan Ram, not like Magan Ram. My belly rab, which was not Yehudi, because that they write, Imi Yabshal de Hudi, but it's not possible through a non-Jew. Even through a Jew, but if the meat is in a vessel, better wash your hands on it until the meat is soaking in water. So, like people have that hetzer with the showers on. I mean, like wash it, put the water on for a different purpose, and just wash your hands over it, and then it'll just fill up, and it'll be a little bit indirect. Sivav in the melech biyachad. Don't salt together. Harbor poil madashim, many beans and lentils in this bashal b'kilpasan that were cooked with their shells. Says Mishmaru Sivkat Nachabed Kilpasan, because the malicha ma'elahem, the salting is effective for them. And the difference like pickling and like tanning. So therefore this is included in the halachas that we're saying, like the Dirsha 34 brings, the source of his words is from the Taz that explains that the salt is effective to soften the harshness that there are in the peels of the lentils. And even lentils that have only an inner peel that's not so hard, the Kavach HaYom writes it's forbidden to salt, and that's written in the dust term. So again, it's included in this halacha of Ma'abit, Siv, or whatever, Nirka Ma'abit. Siv Zayin, Mutta Loduch Pilpilin, you let a crush pepper, even many together, and this is that you crush them in the handle of the knife, and with a plate. So here we're moving on to, as we said in the introduction to the Simon, we're talking about different malachas of Ma'abit, and we're talking about Teichen also, that's what we're talking about now. Says Simkan Chav Gimel, Mutu Bechulu. So you let her crush pepper, even much together. Now, if he's crushing pepper, shat tavlin, and other spices, the machteshin kedarkoi, in the mortar as the normal way is, and even one kernel, yes, then you have a biblical violation, because of grinding, as the Sharatina Chabov says, because chatzi shir, that's not tyra, even though it's not a full measurement of, let's say, gregris, but biblically it's forbidden, you don't have a liability, but biblically it's forbidden, even the half of the measurement, even just one little kernel. Zivkan chavdaid, and but you lot of crushed pepper. We said afilaharbi yachad, even many together. But dafka mashu tzarklo leitz shabbos. But it has to be specific what you need for that shabbos. Zivkan chavay. But as long as you crush it with the handle of the knife, uvakaran in the plate. Pirush another. Tavlo yodachu bekadosh al sakina b'machtesh. But you shouldn't crush with the handle of the knife in the mortar itself. After shinim b'mashu dach bekadosh al sakina. Even though you deviated with what did you crushing with the handle of the knife, makamakam other b'machtesh. But if you're doing that in the mortar, then mechzik of b'chol looks like a weekly activity. The Sharatin Lech Chavta says, the Eilat Shabbos writes that even in a modach of eight, one has to be careful. A pestle of the... So, says Mishmer further, he says, more than something is the dach b'katash agabeshuchah. If you crush with the handle on the table, a b'shuli kli, or on the bottom of a vessel, agabeshuchah on the table, which are two deviations, that's okay. But if you're using the pestle that's designated for crushing, I feel like even on the table or on the plate, also it's forbidden. In other words, you have to change both the tool and the instrument that you do it on. Taz writes in the Simon, ain't lost my pilpul and tech a beggar. Don't put the peppers in the garment, but liftish besak in the love and to crush with the knife on it, do moil recha because it actually gives a smell into the garment, which is the problem about moil. Omnam, the Simon took over it all. Mashmud the chazmas, it sounds like he backed out of this. Veskim the mashal, the shari agreed to mashal. It's permitted from the in mecham, because he's not intending for that. I ain't trying to look over there. Kazachem, the chen, right, the davka bekat the sakina. Specifically with the handle of the knife, with the two lodach of a pulp, and they permitted to crush the pepper. Avalach the chasm, sak and dak, but to cut it with a knife, very thin, also that's forbidden. Which Sharatin Islam says in the Magid Ram, is Messiah, and this ayin siv yud base, his intent is to compare it to, totally to a vegetable. And according to this, maybe you could be lenient right, with a knife. When his intention is to eat it right away, like it's like over there, and that's the son of the Biagra, and the Rabba remains with a Tzarachian on this point. Which the Mishnah concludes, he says it can maybe be alright, like vegetables that come on the Sivya Bays, which Vodin Chotav and something would be for all spices that would be a problem about Dush on the spice, on the pepper.
That the Mishnah had reference, and he says, look at Mishnah Sivkan Chavav that we wrote, that's how it's obvious from Biagra, which is from that he writes the source of this halacha la nichay, that it's problematic when you put it aside, not for right now, because Malicha b'din daf ayin himet beis there is tumat such a case. But it's obvious in the Gemara that this teaching Rabbi Rav Huna that there is malicha ba'achlin, that there is a problem about salt and mepudans, which we hold like Kimmer Gunning Yisur, like the Vilnagun says previously in the name of the Tosis, is told where it's salted for a long period of time. That in such a situation, it is common that you'll salt it a lot, but not from meal to meal. And that's what Rabbi Nachman writes explicitly. Rabbi Rav Huna is talking about specifically when he has intent to go out on the journey or to eat after many days, but to eat on that day, that not look over there. And therefore, that's why we said that now those who are inclined that if it's for that Shabbos itself, that would not be problematic. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 29. The reason why, if he has a mind to eat after Shabbos, Allah writes in the Masal Asad, when you salt it for a long period of time, it's common that you'll salt it a lot. That's forbidden as ma'abed. Not like the way it's written by the Aruch HaShulchan, that it says that because it's actually a tircha for the purposes of choil, which that's a different concern. Just number 30. Even though there's no problem about moving mukta, as Burton Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Ches, because you could eat it raw, Mishnah Berurah explains that that is when people that are not so delicate and they eat it as raw. And even though it wasn't salted, because since it's washed in water from the salt that's on, from the blood that's on it, you're allowed to eat it without salting it. Also, Mishnah Berurah writes over there that those who they say that this is all by dove meat or by goose meat, which is soft, but beef, which is not fit to eat when it's raw, you're not allowed to move it. And concludes with it, in the present situation, one could be lenient and move it, even if it's vasa behema. In our times, where people are not accustomed to eat raw meat, Shem Zaman holds that you have to look into this if it's possible to be lenient to move it. On other hands, Gerel holds that according to the words of the Taz, and Simishin Ches, that when meat is fit to eat, it does not have a lacha like mukta, even if it's not normally eaten like that. Same thing is in our times, that meat is not considered as mukta, even though people don't generally eat it when it's raw, but still it is fit to eat. Dish number 33. Regarding taking the fat from on top of the milk in a way that's no problem but butter, when you don't need the fat on Shabbos, you're just doing it so that the milk doesn't get ruined. The Mishberitz and Simishin Yotes that don't do this only through a non-Jew. And the reason for the difference from the halacha of the Hib, explains that taking the fat from the milk is considered like remedying the thing itself, and that's why it's forbidden to do this for a purpose of the weekday, which is not the case for washing the meat, which is just to maintain the situation that it is right now so that you should be able to salt at a later point in time. That's okay. So regarding taking bread out of our ovens where there's no radia, a problem of taking down on Shabbos for the purpose of a weekday, Mishberitz and Simishin Rishnandal, not to do this through a Jew. However, it seems that through a non-Jew, it's pivoted in the situation of loss where the bread's going to get ruined. He brings it to the rabbis to be lenient through himself, but the pinnacle of is to be stringent regarding this, because since it applies that you can eat some of them on Shabbos, then consider like taking it out for the purpose of the daytime, then you should not permit it to do it for the purpose of the weekday. Dish number 34, the source of the words of Mishnah Berurah that, oh, we said that, dish number 35, if someone puts wheat into a watermill or a windmill, but Halacha writes in Simrish and Beis that Yechai B'chatzis, it's considered like you're doing an action, be a dime, and not like a grama, just that itself. That's how the Chaz Nish writes, and he explains that since that's the normal way of grinding, it's considered all like the mice of the Adam. Now, if the wheat is not put, is not grinded by hand, only a later point in time, but Halacha is not sure if there's a Chiv of Chatzis, it means of Tzichrin. So Halacha writes that the pin of the Chaz Nish is that even in such a situation, you can be Chai B'chatzis. Now, if someone soaks wheat in water, so it's prepared for grinding, Shubhas Radvaz writes that Yechai V'Teichen, and Shubhas Shabalibi writes that his words are a big Kiddush, and Beshor, the opinion of the other Paisim is not like this. Dish number 36, the Shir of Tchina, of grinding of food items, regarding Chiv Chatzaram writes, is the Shir of Gregor's. Dish number 37, even though that any malacha that's done with a shinus, Asin Rabban, the Beisheser explains, Nimash Shib Boilai Leke, that when you change from the stone mortar, which is normally crushed in the weekday, to a wooden pestle, consider as a small deviation that's only rabbinically forbidden. However, when you change to crush with the handle of a knife, that's considered a total aberration, and for that reason, it's permitted to do this even like a tchila. Now, explaining this fundamental essential difference, the Chaz Nish writes that this is not just a change in the outcome of the grinding, it's in the actual action of the grinding where that's much harder that way. Now, even the person that normally crushes on the weekday with the handle of a knife, this girl's holes, it's still permitted for him to do this on Shabbos, because since it's hard to do the crushing in such a way, it's considered as a full-fledged shinur. Now, to crush a banana with the teeth of the fork, Chaz Nish writes that's not considered a shin at all, because that's the way to crush a banana in such a way, and there's a chashash, a concern of a chiyuv v'chatzis. If someone has to crush a banana for a young child, he writes over there that it should crush it with the hand of the a handle of the fork. Shuvzikis Meisher asks that according to Chaz Nish, that crushing a banana with the teeth of a fork is also not terrible. If that's the case, then crushing with the handle of the fork should be like a small change, and it should at least be rabbinically forbidden. It remains over there with a little bit of a tzarachim. Now, if someone crushes vegetables or fruits for young children that they can't chew, Chaz Nish writes that you have to do this in the shinui by crushing with the handle of the knife or with the handle of a spoon or a fork. Chubis and Ksabim of the Chaz Nish adds on that it doesn't help to be considered as a shinui if you crush with the bottom of the spoon, but rather specifically when you crush with the handle. Chubis and Ksabim explains that even though it's much harder to crush with the bottom of the spoon that's round, than to crush with the handle of the spoon. However, since utilizing the handle of the spoon is a change from the form of the utility that how you normally use the spoon, that's considered as a shinos regarding teichim. Another, Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to crush fruits and vegetables, even the bottom of the spoon, where that's considered as a shin regarding this, that where they're not using a fork. Dish number. Number 40, that Sharatzin had said that maybe if you lean it regarding a knife when your intention is to eat it right away, and he says, Al Rabbi Mendur at Sarachian. So, Dish 40 brings the reason that it's forbidden to crush pepper with a knife very thin, even close to the meal. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, that's not the norm to eat them on their own, only with a mixture. And explaining this, the Iglatal writes that since all that to cut very thin near the meal is because that's considered as the beginning of the eating, if that's the case, that's only when you're cutting something that normally you eat by itself. When you're cutting something that you don't normally eat by itself, you can't consider it as the cutting as the beginning of the eating. And just like it's forbidden to select the waste matter from the food, even close to the meal, because that's not, you're not eating what you're selecting, so it's not considered as the beginning of the eating. Regarding garlic, the Ketzer Shulchan writes that since that those who eat it by itself, that would be considered as a yarek, which you could do that to cut it thin and not as a tabum, as a spice. Now regarding cinnamon, he writes over there that even though when it's eaten by itself, you would make a bracha by peradam, however, since in our times that they don't eat it by itself, it's possible that it does not have a name of yarek on it and it would have halacha like a spice. Dish number 41, the reason that cutting pepper with a knife is not considered as a shinoi, even though the norm is to crush it in the mortar, Ketzer Shulchan explains that since the norm is to cut it, other food items with a knife, so this action would not be considered as a sufficient shinoi.